The Massachusetts House approved a jobs bill backed by House Speaker Robert DeLeo on a 125-23 vote. The bill provides more than $65 million for programs and initiatives, some new and some already in existence, designed to expand economic opportunities beyond the greater Boston area. There's $15 million for a new middle skills jobs training program to help 4,000 people get work over the next 4 years in the advanced manufacturing and IT fields. The bill puts $10 million into the state's Brownfields Redevelopment Program. A job creation incentive gives businesses a tax credit of up to $1,000 per new job, or $5,000 if that job is created in one of the state's 23 so-called gateway cities, which include Pittsfield, Springfield, and Holyoke. Democratic State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke said the package contains a lot of innovative ideas and good collaborations with the private sector.
I think right now the question is, with a $66 or $67 million bill, what's that getting us? Is that getting us 200 jobs and 100 companies? Is that getting us 500 jobs? So I think we need to make sure that we follow up on what the impact is of this funding.
Vega notes the bill also improves two existing housing programs, with $5 million going to a housing stabilization fund and a doubling of existing tax credits to $10 million for developers of mixed-income, market-rate housing.
The other big one is the HDIP program, the Housing Development Incentive Program. Lifting the cap of only 50 units, I think, is going to make it more attractive for developers in places like Holyoke, Springfield, Chicopee to create market-rate housing developments.
Jeffrey Shafrida, president of the Affiliated Chambers of Commerce of Greater Springfield, said the House-approved package will have a positive effect.
It's putting money into programs that I think have a large degree of success rather than, if you will, putting it into something and hoping it succeeds. So while the funds weren't as much as we'd like, I think they were carefully targeted into programs that work and will produce results.
Shafrida said the Brownfields Redevelopment Program that pays to clean up polluted sites for reuse and job training programs for advanced manufacturing have proved successful in western Massachusetts. The House approved an amendment to the Economic Development Bill to establish a so-called sales tax holiday on the weekend of August 16th and 17th. The 2 days of tax-free shopping has become a regular fixture on the summer calendar, even though the state loses about $20 million in tax revenue as a result, according to Democratic Representative Stephen Kulik of Worthington.
The public seems to really enjoy having that tax-free holiday weekend, so we're doing it again in 2014.
The House bill will need to be reconciled with an economic development package that Senate leaders are still working on.
But the clock is ticking on our legislative session, formal sessions end July 31st. So they will probably take it up within the next few weeks and then go to conference committee. And we have a number of major bills in conference right now. More on the way.
The House turned down a proposal from Governor Deval Patrick to bar non-compete employment agreements, an issue that has divided several of the state's largest businesses. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.